Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. I'm your host, Neetu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC, probably the only radio show to ever be subtitled. And if you look in your car, on your radio, or whatever device you're using to listen to this show, you know that I mean that ironically. And there is quite a bit of irony in this show. So usually my show kind of has a theme to it. My last show was based around International Women's Day because it was International Women's Day. This one doesn't really have a theme. This one is just random things this time around. First thing is that I found out recently, or rather I realized recently, that a thumbs up, the kind of the form that you make with your hand, with the form of a thumbs up, can mean other things. I always thought, you know, it's a thumbs up. But then I realized that back in the day, for those of you who weren't born in, say, the 20th century or the 1900s, that a thumbs up used to mean that you wanted to hitchhike with somebody. For those of you who don't know, what happens is, or was, or did, was that you would stand by the side of the road and you would hold up a thumbs up out onto the side of the road. I actually did it once, but I did it with my parents, so it doesn't really count. We were on our way to Seattle, but we stopped to get, like, food. Me and my brothers went to, like, a Burger King or something, and my parents went off to a store, some sort of superstore. Actually, I don't think they have superstore in the U.S., but they went to some sort of, you know, general store to get, like, beer or something like that, water or something for the trip down to Seattle. And I noticed that their car was driving back to where we were, so I thought, oh, I'll just put my thumbs up out, pretend like I'm hitchhiking. It'll be fun. So I did it, and I hitchhiked for the first time. I can say that I have, even though it doesn't really count. But I think that depends on the situation you're in. Like, if you were just in a classroom or with a friend and you did that, they would just think, oh, you're doing a thumbs up. If you're on the road, then you're hitchhiking. I think it's the same thing for when you put your hand up, just like your palm straight. Like when you, there's different ways that it can work. Like if you're talking with somebody and you suddenly put it up, it could mean like high five. Or it could be that, and if you put your palm out, but then you also put out your arm, then it could mean stop. Stop right there. Don't move. So it can mean many different things. I really think it depends on the situation. Like, a good example is, I don't really like to get very serious on my show because it is a comedy show. But I'm gonna, and Isa does a, who was just before me off the beaten path, he does a lot of that kind of serious stuff, though he likes to end on a good note. But I think I'm kind of gonna steal his thunder a little bit with this one. In the military, I believe the U.S. military, their sign or their gesture for to say stop is not putting, like, flattening your hand and making it palm and putting it straight out. Instead, what you do is, you know, when you're in your car and say your turn signals aren't working and you have to use your hands, well, the signal that you use to go left, think of that. If you were to turn that upside, to turn, put your hand up and then put and ball your fist, like Eminem said, ball your fist, but not in the air, just kind of a bend at your elbow. If you were to do that, but with your right arm, and then in the military, that means to stop. And they did that, you would use that in other countries also to tell people to stop. But of course, they don't know what that means because they didn't grow up with that. That's not their sign for stop. And they didn't realize that. So if they had put their hands up, palm up and out, then maybe there would be less casualties, casualties. So that's my little political statement, I guess. Another thing I've noticed, not focused on gestures, so there are many gestures that we all just easily recognize. Another one for having your palm straight out is when you're in a car and say you stopped and let someone cross the street and you just put your hand up like, thank you for letting me cross, thank you for stopping. Or also if you're the pedestrian and you're crossing, you just kind of put your hand up also like, thank you. Another misconception is when you put your two fingers up, your pointer finger and then your middle finger, and you kind of, and people usually they like, that means like peace out, because a lot of like singers and rappers and celebrities usually do that. They put up the two fingers, say like peace out or peace to everybody or something like that. But really, that's not what that actually meant in the beginning. It's actually meant to form a V, which means victory. That's actually what that sign meant, though it's changed over time. I mean, peace already has its symbol. It's that circle with the three lines that go through it, one in the middle, and then at the bottom it crosses out to the two sides. That's the real peace symbol, though that's kind of associated with like hippie culture or things like that. Another thing I've noticed, like I said before, not a gesture, this one, but a color. The color red. The color red is very overused. The color red has so many different meanings, just like our gestures. There's so many different ones. Like red could mean hate. It could mean love. Valentine's Day, you always see all those red hearts. It could mean stop. I mean, how many, that stop sign always red. Even when you're crossing the street, there's that red hand, the flap hand again. It's blood, vampires, errors on a test. Like, what pen does your teacher use? It's usually red. Though some teachers like to say, like, oh, I'm not going to use red because it says that, like, I'm being really serious and being very judgmental on your test. So they use, like, a really pastel kind of a color, like a pink or a yellow or something that's, like, really neutral, like Switzerland. Or something like that. Something that's, you know, this isn't such a big mistake that you're getting here. But usually it's red. You usually think of red. Even here at the station, what we usually associate with red is on air. Or also the exit sign when you're at, like, any building at all. And fire hydrant. Fires, of course, red. Even though fires aren't always red, sometimes they can be, like, an orange or a yellow or even a blue color sometimes. Especially some of the lighters are really, they really go like a really blue color. Or also like on your stove, it could also be blue. But it's usually red that you think of. Like whenever you see like an animation of fire, it's always red. If it was blue, then you would think, oh, this person's going really like funky with this fire here. Something like that. And also, I think the thing that red is most associated with, even though it's very much associated with love and hate, which is funny because they're on the opposite ends of each other. Although one of my professors, Professor Erickson, he was my political science professor my first year. He actually made an argument during one of his classes that the opposite of love is not hate. I wish I could tell you what it was, but I forgot. It's somewhere in my notes, but I remember that it made a lot of sense. His argument. Maybe I'll go back and I'll find it and then I'll say it. Bring it back to the show. But what I think most people associate with red is flags. Nationalism. Like, how many flags do you know that have red in it? There are so many. Like Canada, red and white. United States, red, white, and blue. You have, I think Switzerland's also red. Britain, France, red. India does not have red. Their colors are green, white, yellow. No, green, white, orange. And then it has like this little black symbol in the middle. And they all stand for different things. All the different colors represent something else, something different. I think green is the environment or something like that. White is peace. Orange is the land. Though don't take my word on that. I'm just guessing. I remember I learned it in one of my classes, what they actually meant. I have no idea what they mean now. I'm probably a horrible Indian. I'm totally out of touch with my culture. I've totally forgotten what they mean. But that's usually, my point is that red is an overused color. It is associated with too many things. And if we add another, it's going to be so hard to keep track of everything. Yet somehow in society, we do keep track of all these different meanings. Like, if I were to say right, you're either thinking of two things. Well, actually, three things. You're thinking that I'm saying someone is right, you're correct. Or you're thinking I'm saying write something on paper with a pen. Or I'm saying go right, turn right here. Words have so many meanings, yet we don't recognize them all the time. Like, I didn't even know this until a friend of mine who's really into language, I speak the Punjabi language, I write the Punjabi language, it's my second language because I was born here in Canada. But I think if I was born in India, maybe immigrated here, then maybe Punjabi would be my main language, but it's not, it's my second language. But she likes to ask me about it a lot. She likes to learn a lot of words and how our taxonomy and grammar and how when you say something in English, the sequence that you say it in is different when you translate it to Punjabi. Like a lot of different languages, the sequence kind of changes. So she asked me a lot of things regarding language. And when we were kind of talking about language, she told me, like, you know, language, there's a lot of, like, the English language is very hard. I never felt that way. At the same time, I'm biased because I've learned it since I was a kid, so it's naturally just kind of been embedded in me. But if people are coming from another country, immigrating here, or even if, not necessarily that they're immigrating here, or if they just kind of grew up with a different language, then English would be really hard. Even though I feel like it isn't compared to different languages, because English only has like 26 letters in the alphabet. Punjabi has like, I think it's 80 or something like that. I know Chinese has like a crazy number, like 10,000 characters or something like that. It's a crazy, outrageous big number. And in Punjabi, that's not including the vowels. The vowels are separate. If you include the vowels, then it's probably like 90. It's probably like 90 characters. But in English, there's only 26. So based on that, I think English would be easier. I think that's a pretty good argument. But at the same time, we have a lot of words that have different meanings. Not that other cultures don't, like the Punjabi language has a lot of that too. But I'd say not as much as the English language. In Punjabi, there's a lot of kind of misconceptions because sometimes I and lots of people mix up Punjabi with Hindi, with the Hindi language. There are some words that are similar between the two, but then there are some that are distinctly different. Like the word for love in Punjabi is ishka, but in Hindi it's pyar. And I always sometimes I just mix my Hindi and Punjabi. I don't mean to do it on purpose. It kind of just comes out that way. And I forget like which word belongs to like which language. And with the Punjabi language, it's very easy to kind of incorporate English in there too. Though to other people, it makes no sense. Because say, if you hear a word that you would usually think that, oh, that should go at the beginning of the sentence, and that makes no sense if it's at the end. Then you think, oh, what is this person talking about? But if you know how the person is talking, then it makes a lot of sense. But there are a lot of things that we associate with different things. Would you look at that? I found a theme for the show. I found it. That there are a lot of things like gestures and language and whatnot that are associated with other things. So now I'm going to let you all sit with that. And I'm going to play the first song here.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back. Even though I'm the one who actually left, you were probably still listening, unless you just tuned in which case, welcome to the show. And the music we just heard was from I'm Glad That You Don't Have to Be Good at Pronunciation to Be a Radio Host. At least here. The first song was from Esmirin from the album Mechanics of Domain, and the song was, it's number 8 on the album, which is very hard to pronounce. Pisabismaris? Something like that. Either way, it's a great song. The song that just played, the second song, was from Golden Retriever, his or her album. It was track 1, Pelagic Tremor? I think that's how you say it. You could always just search up the album. I've played Golden Retriever on here before from this album Rotations because I quite like it. So I played it a few times actually. But this was the first time I played Esmir, which is, I think it's great also. It's a lot. The artwork is interesting on the album also if you search it possibly. Either way, that is the end of my show. And next up at 10 a.m. we have Rocket from Russia.